Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
Right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am Sandy Rogers, and it is my honor and my pleasure to serve as your hostess for this evening. And I get so excited every Tuesday, man. It's like I get Christmas 52 times a year. And the reason is we have the absolute most amazing experts in their fields that agree to come on and share with you, our audience, their area, their passion, and what they do in the world. And sometimes they change our minds about how we look at different things. So just bear with us because we got a great show tonight as well. And we love you for being here with us. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We do a couple of things to get ourselves in alignment, so that we're all like on the same energy, right? So the very first thing is that we give thanks to the ancestors, to all of our ancestors for being with us always, and especially on Tuesday nights, because sometimes we discuss issues that people don't ordinarily share out in the open, right? With they're quiet and whispering in a corner, but we bring it all. And we are pleased to be able to stand in that place of truth with our ancestors holding us up, right? So we appreciate the strength and the love, ancestors, and just shout love and life out to you. Life not as we know it, but we know you still got it because we still feel you. And we just give thanks forever. Ashe. So the next thing we do then is take a moment to go into an affirmation with daily inspirational thoughts that are written by me, and you can find it if you're curious. I'm only going to read a small portion of it, but at revsandy.wordpress.com, you can find all of the inspirational messages there. And this one is called Another Miracle, and it's today's message, and it says, the miracle is in acknowledging the ever-present beauty in all of everything that God, Goddess, has created. It is truly a miracle when we stop and fully intake the variety and uniqueness that is there. Today, I digest the beauty and the miracle of all life. I enjoy the simple pleasures and am satisfied. Thanks, God, Goddess, for your goodness. And again, if you would like to go and take a look at that or see what else is written there, it's revsandy.wordpress.com. It's all about life. It's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight, we are ending the month with open mic, and it's your time to speak up. And I have been advised by several individuals that would like to come on and share with you what they do in the world. So, audience, you know you're always welcome to come and be a part of the discussion. You can call in at 516-531-9819. And if you want to speak live on air with us, you would just hit 1 on your device, and that will signal us that you want to speak live. Now, a lot of our regulars do not stay up this late at night, and they like to listen to it at another time. So once your phone is open, if you're not speaking, if you would just mute your phone, and that's for everyone except for the speakers, if you would just mute your phone, then that way we have the best quality of listening for anybody. You know, you may want to go back and listen to this again. And so that just ensures a better quality of sound. And you can always go and check any of the shows out. We've been on air for 9 years now. Yay! And you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. And that's SandyRogers. So thank you once again for listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take us a music break and get us all together, and we're going to bring on the ones that have notified me they would like to come on and share with you what they're doing in the universe right now. And I know it's going to be a treat for so many of you. We'll be right back.
Wanna give what I have to give. Maybe it'll pick somebody up. Smiling faces, warm embraces, lovers walking hand in hand. Revolution is no solution to the tragedy of man. Here's my plan, hope I can pick somebody up. Pick somebody up. Honey, when you give your love to me, together we can make some history. Maybe it'll pick somebody up. Go along to get along and sell my soul. Dial in the way this papa rolls. When I live it, it'll pick somebody up. Oh, yeah. Hope I can pick somebody up. Oh, pick somebody up. Why do you do it? 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 Some people ask me, why are you doing this thing? How come you're playing music for people? Getting up early in the morning just to catch a plane, a bus, and a train. Going insane, fanning a flame. So then why? Is it for love? Is it for self-expression? Is it to combat depression? Is it to make people happy? I mean, I love it. I can hear it. I can listen when somebody smiles at me. When I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm sorry, and when I'm glad. When that sunshine turns to rain, and I just can't stand the pain. And I feel I'm going insane till I get back home again. When I think I can't compete, and I just can't find the beat. When I'm old, when I'm young, when I finally saw the sun, I sure hope we have some fun, spreading love to everyone. So before I tip my cup,
pick somebody up.
That's Raul Madone, Pick Somebody Up, and that's what we do around here, and that's what the guests that are going to be talking to us tonight, that's what they do literally every moment of every day. So welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And once again, you're welcome to call and chat on air with us at 516-531-9819. And just a reminder, you must hit the one on your device or otherwise you're just calling into the show, because we do not just arbitrarily open people's lines up. So I just wanted to tell you that. Make sure, because some people be upset with me, like, you didn't, I had something to say and you didn't open up my line. I'm like, did you hit one? No. So anyway, look, it's all about life. It's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So this first young lady that I am going to bring up to the mic has been working with me for about 8 months, maybe 9 months now, and she's the wind beneath my wings in expansion, in thinking new thoughts, in just really getting me to, you know, to go deeper and deeper. And I so appreciate her and her energy, her thought processes, and everything that she does is just always with such care. And so I want to bring to the microphone so she can tell you some other projects that she's working on and working with certain individuals. And they're here with us this evening as well. So, Ms. Brittany X, would you please join us?
Greetings. Can you hear me okay?
Greetings. Yes, you're perfect.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Reverend Sandy. I was just thinking all those things you described me as, you're definitely that for me as well. So, just reflecting you back to yourself.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about you. I did not mention your business, and that may be something you want to share with people, what you do, why you do it, before you bring on your team that's working with you on your new project.
So I am the co-creator of a company called Unified Wellness. We are a wellness network that connects practitioners and professionals in holistic financial, spiritual, physical, and mental wellness. And we bring them all together in one spot so that we can operate as a unit as we go out to assist our community in preparing for this new world we're entering. So right now we are partnered with a company called Kindred Healing Center, located near the Lakewood area in Atlanta, and we have partnered to collaborate on certain wellness events this year. And so I would like to introduce a couple of those events to you all today. The first one being Mindful of Abundance, Flowers and Fruit. This is a meditation experience that is uniquely designed for women of color. And today, I do have my team with me. The curator of this meditation course, her name is Helen Nday. Also, we have special guests, Saray of Light and Barbara J. Faison with us today. So I would like to bring them on, if they could, to talk a little bit more about what we're offering.
Okay, if I've got two, and there were three, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if you would just hit your one on your device, I got two of your hands, but there should be one more. We can go ahead and start with those two. So we've got 404-449, if you could introduce yourself, and then 404-783, if you could follow up and introduce yourself. And then if there's anyone else, you just need to hit the one on your device. There we go. Okay, Ms. Brittany. Four oh four 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 nine. You want to tell us who you are?
All right. Sure. That would be me, Helen Day. Can you all hear me clearly?
Very clearly, Helen. Thank you.
Yes, lovely. Of course, and it's a pleasure to be here with you, Reverend Sandy, and Brittany, and Sister Ray, and Ms. Barbara. It's such a pleasure to be here with you, and I'm coming in as the curator of this meditation experience. But before I go into that, maybe just let Ms. Barbara and Ms. Ray introduce themselves, and we can move forward.
Okay.
Well, greetings. I'm Barbara J. Faison, and I am one of the teachers who is excited to be a part of this wonderful program that Helen has curated. I'll be talking about mindfulness of thoughts and emotions, as well as living a mindful life on June 11th and June 25th.
Thank you, Barbara.
My pleasure.
We have Soraya.
Greetings, everyone. I am Soraya of Light, and I'm also honored to be a part of Roots and Flowers and be on your program, Reverend Sandy. Part of this dynamic group, I will be talking about and giving information about the effects of sound on the body, on the mental and spiritual level, and on the cellular level also.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks, Soraya.
All right. And so, Reverend Sandy.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So this program with Ms. Barbara and Ms. Soraya and more people who will be coming down the line, the title Mindful of Abundance and Flowers and Fruit is coming from the perspective that we can live our lives as a bountiful garden with flowers and fruit with which we create beauty in the world, in ourselves, for ourselves, and for others. And the idea is how to use mindfulness and meditation practice to bring that about. So my intention with curating this event is to present meditation and a mindful lifestyle as an option for women of color, Black women especially, for just as a tool in the kit to, you know, navigate life and cultivate this garden. And so we designed it around the seasons of the year. And so we have a spring session, which was launched on May 21st. We have a summer session coming up. We have a fall session and a winter session. And each of these sessions mirror what we know to happen during the year. So the spring session is planting the seed, and this is the introduction to mindfulness practices. In our introductory session, we had Ms. Barbara talk about just what mindfulness and meditation is in general. And coming up, as Ms. Soraya mentioned, we have a focus on mindfulness of the body, and she will be talking to participants and on how we can use sound, an awareness of sound and interaction with sound to become bodily aware and to heal and help our bodies. And Ms. Barbara will focus on mindfulness of thoughts and emotions and bring that awareness to our presence and how we are moving through the world. And in the summer session, we'll move more into a flowering and a fruiting of this awareness of how you are in the world. How does it lead you to behave? What values and standards that you choose to adhere by, and keeping in mind that, you know, you're bringing a skillful approach to things. It's not, you know, a one-size-fits-all type of way to live. You bring your awareness, your presence, and you make choices that best support your growth. And the fall session is themed around the harvest, so having, you know, planted these seeds of mindfulness and grown these flowers and fruit, what are we harvesting, and that the fourth session will focus on the qualities of love and kindness, loving kindness, the qualities of compassion, the qualities of equanimity, serenity, and the quality of appreciative joy, the capacity to be happy for other people and, you know, use that to increase your own joy as a fruit of this awareness and mindfulness of, you know, the values you want to live by. And the winter session will focus on rest, because, you know, in the winter, the leaves fall, the cycle goes to sleep, and just thinking about how to bring rest and following into your life, you know, as we're almost always on the go, for those of us in the U.S. especially, and how to build rest and withdrawing and retreat into your life. And so that's an outline of the program as we have it now. And we started already with the spring session, and we have the session on mindfulness of the body coming up on June 4th, and on June 11th, we have the session on mindfulness of thoughts and emotions. And then on June 25th, we have the session on living a mindful life. And then we'll have the summer session, which starts, I believe, in July, and the fall session, which starts, I believe, in September. And the winter session starts November and kind of goes into December. So that's just an overview of what this whole package is presenting. And, yeah, we're really hoping that through this we can, you know, equip the people in our community, the women in our community, with, you know, a tool, a little shovel, or, you know, a trowel that you can use to put together this garden, this bountiful garden of a life.
Well, it sounds beautiful. I mean, just wonderful. It's a beautiful idea that you have. And I know that your team members, Barbara and Saraya, will both add such a wonderful touch. Barbara, would you like to say anything?
Yes, I am so excited to be a part of this program. Helen has really created and curated everything you can imagine, from, you know, beginning, having an understanding of what mindfulness is, and how we can incorporate that in our day. You know, Reverend Sandy, you know I'm all about taking breaks during the day and just really connecting with your breath and body. And I'll just continue to share that, how we can incorporate little things during our day so we don't have to feel like we're now encumbered with something else to do. You know, mindfulness is a way of being. It's not just, it is a practice, but it is a way of being and flowing in the world. And so I'm excited to be able to not only talk about it, but we'll do some exercises and some practices that people can easily take away with them and use their cell phones, because we're going to have those devices with us, you know, using the technology to help us stay in the flow of life and be connected to our breath, our body, to our thoughts, our emotions, and our feelings without feeling overwhelmed by them. Well, this is just a wonderful program that Helen has created, and I'm grateful to be connected with Saraya, who, you know, I've known for years, and I know she's going to share some amazing thoughts on how we can continue to do that using sound.
Thank you so much, Barbara. I'm looking forward to this. I just know that it's going to be awesome, especially, you know, learning a little bit more, having more definition and understanding of that word mindfulness. We hear it a lot currently, and most of us really not quite sure exactly what it refers to. So thank you for explaining that part of it for us.
You're welcome. I like to say mindfulness is being in the present moment with your breath in your body and not judging it. And that is the practice. You know, not judging what's going on, being with whatever is going on, you know, and whether that feels like something good or feels like something not so good, being with it, right, learning to be with it, to sit with it, you know, to just let it be. And that is where a lot of the practice comes in. And the more we can do that on a regular basis, you know, even if it's 5-10 minutes a day, we can start with that. And then when we have more time, we can spend more time. And then as we continue to do it, you know, we begin to notice how our body responds to things like music and sound and listening to the birds and being by water. All of those things are part of just being mindful of what's happening with my body right now with what I've got going on.
Well, good, good. That sounds yummy. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show and talk to us about the work that you're doing and the part that you're going to be playing in the mindfulness meditation. Sounds wonderful.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. My honor, my pleasure. And so, Brittany, do you want to take us through the breakdown and what people can expect as far as signing up and costs, if we have time for that, maybe?
Let's hear from the other team member first, perhaps. Saraya?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd like to speak about sound. The vibratory frequency of sound. Sound of Om is the sound of the universe, the trees, the birds, the water, our cellular genetic makeup. Sound goes through the skin, the fascia, the fatty tissue, the bone, the muscle, all the way down to the cellular level. When you come to our session this Sunday, if you so desire, all I'm going to say to you is I can show you more than I can tell you. Sound, the voice, the sound of your voice. Have you ever heard a song that made you feel so good? Whether it made you feel sad, but it's still a purging and it made you feel good. Vibratory frequency of our voices also is a healing, just listening to our own voice. So when you come, you get a taste of the vibratory frequency of the gong, the Tibetan bowls, and other modalities this Sunday coming up. So I'm really looking forward to seeing you. I can promise you that this meditation and the sound all will transcend to another level, all will release, and you will leave there feeling something good has happened to you and for you.
And I'm going to say, and I will confirm that because I have experienced it.
It is.
Those bowls with Saraya, you have to experience it to really understand what she's saying. You have to feel it and feel her energy when she's doing it. It is amazing.
Yes, I also
thank you all.
It seemed like it's just effortlessly done to Saraya, you know, ever since I've been around and been able to get that energy. And I totally agree. It is spiritual because there's no words to explain it. You know, you feel it. And that's something that a lot of us have gotten away from. We want to relate to it on a different level, but when we feel, we get to open up more and more and more. Our hearts open up, our whole bodies do. So, and I appreciate you for the work that you do.
You feel, you heal, you know, and you know, Saraya's going to really get into how healing sounds, and I can speak from her working on me and my body when we met, you know, just going through the sound vibration sessions with Saraya, you know, really helped me heal some issues in my body. Continues to help me heal. We feel, we heal. And come get the healing.
I like that.
Don't,
when you feel,
yeah,
you
don't
heal.
Forget to add, yes. And Barbara, don't forget to add, well, you know, the healing through the meditation, because I've sat in your meditation classes, and I love meditation. And you were the first person that I attended that had, like, a silent meditation. It was just beautiful and wonderful. I didn't even feel myself drift off or even come back. It was wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, all right. We got powerhouses in the room, meditation, sound healing, mindfulness.
Just like you, Reverend Sandy, we're just reflecting your power.
Well, you know what? I'm giving it all to you guys tonight. And I appreciate your compliment. This is so powerful what you're doing over there, you know?
Excited.
Yes, yes.
Yes, if I may add, I just want to share that this meditation course is not like any meditation course, as you can already hear with the powerful guests that we have coming in to teach the classes. But also, Helen, our curator, she really is striving to show the women in our community that mindfulness is a part of your everyday life. It's not sitting in a corner in Indian style, you know, with your hands in a certain position. It's really about a shift in your mind. It's really about, how do I make this lifestyle change? How do I incorporate mindfulness in my everyday life? So we're not going to just be indoors. Some sessions will be outside. You'll be hearing from many different voices of the community in these sessions, and then really understanding how to make a lifestyle change. If you're really at a point in your life where you need community, you need sisterhood, and you're really ready to get serious about changing the trajectory of your life or manifesting your goals. So this class is definitely for those of you who I'm speaking to. So I just wanted to put that out there as well.
So you started in May with the, I guess, the first spring session. Does it matter if a person missed the May class or the May part of the program? Can they come in for the summer and still be okay as far as receiving what they need?
So that's a good question.
Go ahead, Brittany.
So that's a good question. So the answer is you can come in to any class when you're ready to come in. We do offer registration for each class separately. We also offer a deal for those of you who are ready to commit to a little bit more than just one class at a time, and you want to commit to maybe a season. So you can still come into the spring session and register for the last three classes, which are June 4th, June 11th, and June 25th. You can still get registered at a discounted rate right now. And also registration for the entire six-month course, which includes 17 classes, is also open now. And you'll be able to save. That will be the best value if you're interested in really committing to this journey with us. And you can register for any of these packages, whether you're coming in for a day class, a spring session, or the full course, at unifiedwellness.org.
And what's the time on the sessions?
So the sessions are Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Kendrick Healing Center, and that is, the address to the Kendrick Healing Center is
1800
Jonesboro Road, and it's the fourth floor. It's going to be in the Frequency ATL Lounge upstairs.
Okay, I love it. I love it. And I can already feel the healing that's going on when you put Barbara and Soraya and Helen together. I can see the roof just coming off the building. You guys are going to raise that. Yes, yes. raise the vibration all the way. Helen, was there something else you'd like to add to the information, to the story, to the vibe?
Well, just really grateful to be a part of this and to be, you know, on this journey with Brittany, with Ms. Soraya, Ms. Barbara, and to have the support. As Brittany mentioned, we want to present this as something you can take on, which will have an impact in every aspect of your life. And, you know, we're involving as many people in the community as possible, and we want this to be an event and a course that people feel a sense of investment in. So we really encourage you to join us, speaking personally, having a meditation practice, and, you know, incorporating mindfulness has changed my life in a tremendous way. And as everyone has testified, you know, Ms. Barbara and Ms. Soraya can speak to the effectiveness of these practices to just fundamentally change how you see yourself and how you move through the world. So it's an honor to be a part of this, to be able to share and to learn and grow from it. So thank you to all of you for going on this journey with me and, you know, making it happen, raising the vibration. That is the goal.
Well, thank you. Ms. Brittany?
Yes, ma'am.
Was there anything else as far as this particular program? So give people an overview of what you do over at the Kindred Healing Center.
So I have partnered with the Kindred Healing Center to bring to the community near the Lakewood area more wellness events so that we basically we bring together a coalition of wellness practitioners. We come together and we bring the community different wellness events targeting different needs that we see in the immediate community and in our community that we are connected to through our network and collective network. Sorry about that. So that's mainly what I do. Right now we have the meditation course. We also have the Griot's Ray, which is I like to think of it like really a reconnection point where we bring in different voices from the community that are either creative, authors, storytellers, that it's a space where we can reconnect the community intergenerationally to living history. So it's a very dynamic program. That happens on the first Saturday of every month from 3 to 5. We also have a workshop edition of that same event where the community can come in and interact with these voices, with these authors and creatives to really take home with them these tools that the authors and creatives and storytellers are sharing with us so that they too can become empowered not only by listening but also by practicing some of the methods that they're bringing into the community. So these are just a few events that we have going on now at the Kindred Healing Center. And the workshop takes place on the third Saturday from 3 to 5. So, yeah, a lot of good things in the work there.
Indeed. But I'm really liking this mindfulness meditation. Man, that's really got me going. You know, it's just that because that sound and the meditation, you know, when you combine those two, it is so powerful, so powerful. And you guys got a perfect team, those three right there, Helen, Barbara, and Soraya. y'all got it going on. So is there anything else you, that team of individuals would like to add to the conversation about the mindful meditation, mindfulness?
It's Barbara. I would just say, come get your healing. And, you know, come get your healing in a community with people who care about you. You know, I think that's really important, because you can take a mindfulness class anywhere. You know, you can find it online. But what I've discovered with this community of people that we pull together, they care about you. You know, it's not just about you coming and showing up. They care about you all over your well-being. You know, I met Saraya. Gosh, I'm trying to remember when I met Saraya. Back in 2012, I believe, somewhere around there. And, you know, I just feel so connected, you know, from the beginning. And to be able to work with Saraya and to be on a program with Saraya is amazing, because I, you know, feel like I was just starting, you know. And
yeah.
It's just a warmth that you're not going to get just anywhere. And being in person, you know, the center itself just has such beautiful energy, and the vibration, that's why it's called frequency. You know, it's at this frequency.
And
if anyone has any questions, Brittany, what would you recommend? I mean, I can give them my email, or, you know, if anyone has any questions about the program, I just want to make sure they have a way that they can reach out with any questions, you know, via email or some other way, in case anyone has any questions. Maybe.
Sure.
Great idea.
If we can take some live questions, if anyone has any now, and also if they are listening to this later on, they can send in questions to theunifiedwellness@gmail.com, and I can make sure that those questions get answered by the appropriate team member, and we make sure you get taken care of. And that's the unified, UNIFIED, wellness, WELLNESS, @gmail.com.
Well, great. Awesome. I don't see any additional hands right now, so I'm going to give them a couple more seconds just in case, because some people are on their computers and they've got to come off and, you know, get the cell phone and make the call and then hit the one and all of that. So,
may I say one more thing?
Hands are up right now. Say that again, please.
Oh, I was saying, may I say one more thing while we're waiting for any questions? I just wanted to emphasize again that this is a safe space, a safe healing space. So I know, you know, there are other classes that are, you know, just kind of general meditation classes, but this is specifically designed for you women of color, that you have a specially curated space where you can heal. These sessions are not recorded, so that you can have the privacy that you may need to come and just literally decompress after your week and get restarted to go into the next week in your own special way. So I know that we shared a lot about what we do, but each of the team members has, like Ms. Barbara said, a special love for you and their own story of how they got into this work to support you. So I just want to encourage you all, if that's something you're looking for, to please, you know, like Ms. Barbara said, come get your healing, come get love. So thank you.
And I can attest to that feeling, the energy, the vibration, the frequency that you feel when you enter that floor, and it is so magical. It's an experience. It's a total experience, something that you may have never had before in your life. And you know, you're just walking around and you're looking around trying to figure out what's so different, you know, like you feel it. And so, like Barbara said, when you feel, you heal. That's the secret right there. It's all in the atmosphere of that fourth floor at 1800 Jonesboro Road, Southeast.
Amen.
Well, I'm so excited because I know you all have been working all day, and we do have one person here to have taken out time from your schedule to be with us this evening and explain to us what you're doing with your mindfulness meditation and the other attributes of your program. So the individual, I'm going to let him announce, introduce himself. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay. Sandy, Brittany, I haven't met the other guest yet, and I would love to do so soon. I think I have met Shariah. I think she did a sound meditation.
Soraya.
When you did your book signing. Soraya, okay. Sandy, when you did the book signing, is she the one that did the sound meditation then? The sound therapy?
No. That was another individual.
That was my first experience with sound, so it was pretty profound. But this is William Safir, and I'm the second installment on the Grills Ray program coming up this Saturday at 1800 Jonesboro Road. That's on the fourth floor from 3 to 5. And looking forward to sharing. I'm 75 now, so I guess I'll qualify to be a grill. I have a few years under my belt, and the history goes back, you know, all the way back to the early days and 60s and Watts, where we made history actually. And comes all the way up till the present. The subject matter that we'll be focusing on is probably one of the most basic ones for human life, because human life is exercised in the context of community. And what makes a community is the families in the community. So we are presenting thoughts and ideas and historical perspectives on what we're calling fitra-based generational growth, and that's nature-based, mother nature-based generational growth. And we're talking about establishing wealth, generational wealth, for 300 or 400 years to come. So we'll be introducing some thinking that a lot of us have not engaged yet in terms of, you know, how do I establish the family on a solid ground so that the work that's done during my lifetime will last for, you know, 2, 3, 4 generations out in front. And we'll be approaching the subject matter with that kind of foresight and insight, and we'll be sharing information, but we'll be inviting participation and in terms of engaging the information. It's going to be very important. We happen to be doing this particular work in a building that belongs to a family that has been very successful at establishing what they have identified as a 300 generational wealth building plan that they have in high gear now. And I'll be sharing some of their experiences. It's the family that that has, I think there are 5 children from the matriarch of the family. There are 5 children. There are, I believe, I have the numbers correct, 13 grandchildren and 5 great-grand. But they all have in place 300 generational wealth building plans, and we'll be sharing that with you. I'll also be introducing a very dear work that I've been working on, Family Wealth 400. I've established a company in that same name. We're going online as a calling a seedcast. You're probably familiar with the terminology podcast, but you'll find out why we're calling a seedcast this coming Saturday if you attend. But in the seed is the idea or ideation for the growth of the whole life, and it's the same for human life. So we'll be having a presence online on a broadcasting network that we actually will be partnering with Nunetics Institute that will allow you to follow this whole forward-thinking process of preparing your family, not just for, you know, for your lifetime, but for 400 years to come. And I know that might be mind-boggling for some of us to even consider that. But it's not only just possible, but there are families that are already actively engaged in that process right now. So we'll have some of that evidence with you. Let me just share something, the introduction to the book that I'm working on right now. That'll kind of put things in perspective for you. This intro goes like this. It says, what you are about to embark upon is a 400-year journey of the human soul in the ultimate victory of revealing its true human excellence. This has not been an ethnic, geographic, religious, or linguistic journey. No, it has been a purging and a releasing of the best that is human, true human. The source creator of the heaven, the earth, and all that is between has processed a marvelous unfolding of the highest expression of cosmic man's growth into a pinnacle of excellence. This has been done in the face of all odds and even against the suggestion that the human soul was only worthy of being three-fifths of its intended value at the very best. I know that rings a bell with some of us at least. The human soul has continued to graduate to the highest expression of its potential and shown itself to be all that it was created to be by the all-wise source creator. It has done so through the agency of the most basic expression of community life, and that is and always has been through the agency of the true human family. Family Wealth 400 presents the life experience of one such family that could represent the birthing of a model of victory over struggle. That type of victory can best be seen when each human baby is delivered down the vaginal tract into its new life in the world of man. Coming through more pressure than any adult can possibly imagine, this new life presents itself ready to grow and experience wealth in all of its dimensions for generations to come. This is the type of invincible determination that, with the proper environment, guarantees full expression of the true human excellence that we come fully equipped with in our very DNA at birth. Be prepared to experience the trials and the tribulations of a very extraordinary but yet ordinary family, blessed to come through the fire of ghetto life in America unscathed. This prototype of natural life, guided and protected by universal design, rises from the ashes of racism, sexism, and nationalism to blossom as a bouquet of beautiful flowers in early spring. With no indication that any good would come out of the oppressive ghetto life of degradation and impoverishment, this family survives the seemingly impossible and manages to thrive as true humans, loving and supporting each other as members of a true human family. So that's the introduction to my particular family and the story that we'll be sharing. It will be touching on this coming Saturday, but we'll be expanding upon it in weeks and months to come in our seedcast and our broadcast. So that gives you an idea of what you'll be experiencing coming up this coming Saturday. And we certainly would invite not only adults, but young people, young adults, teenagers, whole families, I would say, would be invited to this kind of environment to get a feel for what a family, in fact, can be and what we have the potential of being, and how each family member has value, and each family member can actually project their role, not only in this life, but lives that's coming behind them, that they will have contributed to. So this is huge. You know, we're in the age of Aquarius. We're in the water-bearing age, so it's time for us to think cosmically. It's time for us to think differently. And with the work that's being done now in the Wellness Center there, that Brittany and Oriana has paved the way, led the way, and the work that you've done, Sandy, is monumental as well. But it's time for the human family to come into a state of wealth. African Americans, I would say, primarily, but as we step into that zone, the world will be impacted by it. So,
and this is my older brother, you guys, William Seth Beer, and I knew he had a powerful message to deliver. And that was the reason why I wanted him to introduce himself, and so that you were able to gather and feel his energy around the work that he's doing. So when Brittany talks about the coalition, you know, of individuals that come together on the fourth floor at 1800 Jonesboro Road Southeast, that's power. It's power. And everyone that contributes, to everyone that chooses to be a part of that environment, and people come with a passion and passion to help others that desire something different in their outcome of life. Now, William and I have been at this work for about 62 years.
Yes.
But it is something that we have dedicated our entire life to doing and to creating. And so it's mind-boggling, I believe, from a sense that the Kindred Healing Center is bringing all of these people, is serving like a magnet for people to come together. And like for Helen to curate that mindfulness meditation, and for Barbara and Soraya to join her in that effort, and then following up with the Griot's Ray, which is what William is doing on Saturday, you know, to have all that power under one roof, and it's all for the community. You know, it's just such a welcome experience. And you can be a part of that if you so choose. So thank you, William, for just taking the lead and going right in and letting people know who you are.
Yes, thank you. No, I'm so looking forward to it.
You know, I just wanted to share, you know, just emphasize this, just one little piece. You know, we have been blessed, the African-American people in particular, human beings, just to be human, just to be that part of the creation is an honor in and of itself. But the African-American segment of the human family, we have been especially blessed. These 400 years has been tough, you know, but it prepared us for this new day to take us into this new age. We didn't go through that for naught. It was a preparation. It was a preparation for us to take the whole planet and all of us who reside on this home that we call the planet Earth. It's my, it's more than just a belief. a trust that the Source Creator has positioned us to bring in the high level of living that human being was designed for. The African American, we've been prepared. We desire it in our hearts and our souls more than any other body on any other ethnic group on the planet now. And we don't want to separate from anybody else. We don't want to be over or above anybody else. But we feel that committed and that much a part of the humanity. We want the best for all human beings on the planet as we establish that. And so we're in the lead now. And the work that's being done right there on 1800 Jonesboro Road, is that southeast, is it, Sandy?
Yes, it is.
It's northeast.
Yes, yes.
Is that better?
Right.
Southeast? Okay.
Yeah, but that's the work that's being done right there is oh man, just be a part of it. Come and be a part of it. You know, if you want your family to be positioned to get the best out of life, don't depend on what's happening in the school systems and the universities. Don't depend on what's happening in the colleges, in the government. Don't depend on what's happening on Wall Street. You know, we have all that we need to work with right here within ourselves and with each other, you know, uniting our efforts. And we can bring ourselves, our families, our communities, and the world where it needs to be.
And so when we use these different skills that are going to be taught to us through the meditation and understanding how that impacts us and then having this new awareness and this new knowledge about wealth, generational wealth, and how that can certainly have a huge impact on our families as well. And we can better integrate all of it for our betterment, you know, for our higher elevation in what we're doing and what we're experiencing, so that I know that the sound, and if you guys haven't experienced it, please come over and just take a listen to and see the difference in your temple, how you feel, how you may come in stressed out or worried about something, and once you spend a couple of minutes in that, you know, all of that just melts away and you forget you even had a problem, you know, and that's how powerful this is. And so with that, with our allowing our soul and our spirit to be at ease and to experience a higher state of wellness, and then we put this knowledge about wealth. You know, wealth is health. Health is wealth. All of that. It's all the same. You know, we can't. Well, it's better if we did not separate things out, you know, like you got your spiritual part over here and your nutritional part and the mental and the physical and all of that. But when we look at the whole body that represents a person's life, it all works together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't breathe in one moment and then your blood circulates in the next. It all works together. So,
you know, and that's the key, Sandy. You know, we have to come into that wholeness. You know, that's and we came here when the Source Creator saw fit to allow us to be born as newborn infant babies. We came here whole. We weren't matured and evolved, but we came here whole, and we came here in complete submission to natural, the natural environment, the natural state. We came here in tune and on time, you know, and this world has got us all, you know, out of that balance and that state. But true wealth, understand this, true wealth is not just a lot of money. That's a part of the process, and we live in an abundant creation, and all of us, it's enough abundance for every last one of us, you know. And it's time for us to come into that. But true wealth, and to be able to hold on to it and pass it on for generation to generation, you have to be a balanced human being. You are socially, emotionally, intellectually, but mostly as a human being, you have to be balanced, you know. So you have to have the complete life, and that makes real generational wealth possible. If you only focus on just the social aspect, just the fun part, just the psychological part, the spiritual part, or just the physical health part, if you just focus on any of those parts, then you have the other, at least another three parts that's left hanging, and one of those that you didn't give attention to is going to come back to bite you. So it's time for us to live the full, complete human life as it was intended. That's where we are right now in this state and time, and that's where we're headed, to establish the full, complete life of human excellence and all this expression.
I don't know about the rest of y'all, but that excites me. You know, because we've been walking around in the days, and the timing is just so absolutely perfect. And I agree with you, William. These last 400 years have equipped us with a sensitivity still relate to others, understanding the trials and tribulations that we've gone through, but they have not made us bitter individuals. And who best
right.
to teach the lesson of life, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The world is waiting on us. I was
That's
at,
sure.
yeah, my wife and I, we went to a trip to Japan a few years ago. And we visited four major cities there in Japan. We visited government business leaders, social leaders, religious leaders. It was a peace mission, actually. But they were eager to listen to some common people, African Americans from the United States. They wanted to know, how did you all survive? How did some of you all manage to thrive? We need to know, because although we've made some advances technologically and scientifically and educationally, we're losing the grip humanly. So they were eager to hear from us. So as we share our story with the world, the whole world is going to benefit, and they're eagerly waiting on us to see our own value and to be able to put it in a package where we can share it with them, where they can benefit from our story. So we're in a new time, when it's time for us to step up and step out and be counted. Let's let us tell our story instead of somebody
Thank
else telling it for us.
Yep. And I work with a similar group of individuals in India, and they're the same way. You know, like sometimes when I'm speaking with them, and they ask a question, I don't quite get it because of the dialect, but they have never once been upset with my inability to understand. They will slow their speech in order for me to get what their message is, their question is, or someone else will ask the question. This is like a group of 2,000 plus people. And so they are very, and I just wanted to reemphasize, people are watching us. We don't have the idea because we've bought into the madness, to the nonsense, to the social media crap, you know?
You know, and you might, I know some of us are thinking, you know, you're not talking about me, you're talking about somebody else. that's usually how we see ourselves, you know. We haven't allowed ourselves to see, to kind of step back, be very objective about our circumstances and our history and human history, and see what role we have have play and will play in it. You have to kind of step back, step away, and I think that's why the griot process I think is going to be very valuable for us to have a session where we can just really reflect, not just on our tribe, our village, but on humanity and where we've come from, how we got here, and where we headed, and what's our role in it. And as we look at that, this is the key part. I'm involved with an effort right now. It's called Nunetics, and Nunetics is the key to being able to do the thing that we need to do in order to realize what the Source Creator put us as a group on this planet for, and allowed us to go through 400 years of what we've gone through to prepare us for today. Nunetics gives us the ability to look at words universally, no matter what language you speak, and be able to see exactly how those words are tied directly to the natural environment, to Mother Nature. And I love what the sisters were saying about meditating and getting to a silent place, getting into a natural state, looking at the whole growth process from plants, and looking at nature. The language of nature will allow us to be able to unite more than any other thing, because it'll put us back in tune with the universal order, with cosmic thinking, with universal thinking, with the strength of the human being in terms of our ability to rise up mentally and spiritually and socially and all of those expressions and be the leader for this whole creation. That's what time we're in, people. And it's a blessing to be able, to be a part of. And let me just thank Brittany. I hope she's still here with us. But just she, as a young person, she has stepped right up and seen the vision of some of the elders and been very supportive of that. I know she certainly has of myself and Sandy, and are giving us kind of some of the energy and the confidence and a place for all that we've gathered over these 62 years, Sandy.
Yes.
And the ability to be able to pass it on, you know. So I definitely wanted to say that publicly, you know, while we're here right now.
Indeed. She is a bright star.
You know, little that we've come to grip with the fact that a generation is coming behind. We have an obligation. If we fail in the obligation, then we will be some of the guilty ones and the generations coming behind us. They have been targeted. I don't know if you waken to this fact yet or not, but they've been targeted by the powers that be to destroy our youth and to leave them subject to AI, artificial intelligence, of the artificial intelligence, and a victim of artificial intelligence going forward. When artificial intelligence should be our servant to serve us and our wellness efforts to bring humanity back to ourselves, to our families, and to the world. But it's going to take thinkers like us joining together, doing our work. Meditation is a huge part of it too. Can't underestimate that. It's just a natural part of the process. Plus, meditation puts us back in direct contact with our Source Creator, mm-hmm. which is where we all receive divine guidance and direction. And that's the answer.
And, you know, William, I also have a feeling on this younger generation as well. They're ready. They are in a position to fully be able to take what we're saying and developing these different coalitions that Brittany talked about, and how powerful then they become because there's the best of everybody, and everybody is continually displaying their best, giving their best without any competition. You know, it's like, all right, here's a gap, all right, then somebody goes and fills that gap, you know, and it's just so beautiful. It's just really amazing to witness it. And like the women that are a part of that mindfulness meditation, I've seen Soraya at work, and she loves on everybody that comes into her environment. Barbara is the exact same way. You know, there's no difference. There's no separation. She may not know you as long as she has someone else, but you will never know it. You will never feel it. And Helen then, you know, voices her compassion for others as well. And everyone that comes to that building, just like you, you're bringing not only that keen knowledge that you have, but you're bringing your sensitivities to the conversation as well. You understand the meditation and the sound therapy. I actually thought you had been exposed to that before. But, yeah, it's so much that we don't know, you know, so much that we don't know.
And you know, Sandy, that's probably the biggest thing that we bring to the table that we have not identified. The fact that we know that we don't know, you know, and that's so huge because the thing, you know, looking at the energy levels, that third level up, the solar plexus, you know, looking at the energetic graduation and the energies, you know, and our human development, that there, at that point, we can go into a higher levels of energetic development and into the fourth on through the seven major chakra levels of energy development. But we usually get stuck in that third level with this artificial ego that we get trapped in that. You know, and thinking that we know, acting like we know, and we really don't know. And I'm talking about some of the so-called leadership throughout the world that wants to put themselves in a position of being all-knowing, you know, and not all of them, but too many of them, you know, so much so that they'll manipulate the masses to serve them, to make them rich and to serve them and to stay in a lowly state of just meager development of their whole human potential, you know.
Yeah.
So, but us knowing that we don't know, you know, that's really the highest knowing, to know that you don't know, but yet, see, and the quantum scientists are bearing witness to this now. They're saying that the majority of knowledge in this universe, there's 95 to 97% of it that's unknown. And if you really want to create something in your life, and that's what meditation comes in, you want to step into the unknown and get comfortable in the unknown. So I'm just talking about a new way of thinking and living. That's what we're in the process of designing right now. And if people want to be a part of that, they should come over to that little spot on Jonesboro Road on the fourth floor and get involved on a regular basis and participate in whatever activities that they have an interest in. And
yeah, because
hope
you
they
know
come
you
out,
were no, I was just saying you had brought up the family that owns that building, and speaking from their energy and you know the business mindset that they had to create that which now stands there for the all they
yeah.
were able to have that 300-year wealth plan in place for each one of the family members. That's something that I've never heard of until you were, you know, explaining it to me. I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's powerful, though. Yeah.
That's a new paradigm for our people, you know, that needs
right.
to be, yeah, it needs to be shared, you know, and I'm talking about stepping up and being the leader in the world in terms of how the human families are supposed to operate. The way the source creator designed the human family to operate it at this level of productivity and self-respect and protection and love and caring and you know and being free to be as human as we were designed to be and to just grow into that natural state, you know. And for the whole family to be the shining star rather than just one member of it. No, so this I mean, this is our time. You see, I'm excited. This is the day and time.
Yeah, I
that,
do see it.
This is the day and listen, this is the day and time that all the prophets wanted to be living.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is it. Yeah.
It's powerful.
So,
it's really powerful.
Yeah. It's not time for us to get despondent. It's not time for us to worry about what's happening in the economy, what's happening in the government, no matter which party you identify with, what's happening in the streets. It's not time for us to get drawn into that and down with that, you know. It's
right,
time for us to step
right.
up and step out.
Right, right. To be a part of,
yeah.
of all the work that's being done by the individuals over there at the Kindred Healing Center, you know, like, and that's just a small
yeah.
part, but that's concentrated energy right there. You know, like everyone
right.
that's there and doing the work, you know, the chiropractors, the acupuncturists, the massage therapists, all of that is a combination of energy to assist us with recalibrating our cells and our bodies, you know, like, let's get them, move them away from the negative influx of the noise, you know, and not the healthy noise, but the soothing, melodic, transforming sounds that Soraya does. It's so beautiful. And
it
when
is
you get
you know,
to experience that, you know, uh-huh, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to share. Now, I'm going to put the approach that I'm sharing with everybody in terms of establishing a generational wealth-building plan for your family. I'm going to put it in the context of the nunetics approach to human development, you know, where we take the people are formed by words. Words make people. I'm quoting Imam W. Dean Muhammad from years ago, 1975. But words make people. It's words form us. And when we get control, listen, people, when we get control of our language environment and what's happening in our own minds, what's happening in the minds of our family, the things we expose our families to on a continuous basis on a dominant basis, when we decide what kind of mental environment that we want to exist in and the things that we want to minimize in our consciousness, which is composed of words. So as we can do something. Sandy, we've been working on this for 62 years, as you mentioned. When we were back in Watts as children, you were 10, I was 12, you know, we were looking at the hell that we were living in. It was all around us. And we had this desire to change, to transform the life. But we didn't know how.
Right.
But fast forward 62 years, I don't think, I know, I trust that I have, I'm a part of the key for any one of us. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. If you will engage this process using these
techniques is very simple. A 6 and 7 year old can pick it up. But you can completely transform your life by having the science of how to understand the words that make you up and how you can adopt the words that you want to change your life, get it where you want it to be. And all these problems that we have, being overweight, being sick, being depressed, you know, being broke, being despised, all that stuff can, when you come into your paradise that you can create for yourself by controlling the words that form the environment that you exist in, then anything is possible for you.
That's true.
So that's true. The context we're speaking in on Saturday.
Right. And, you know, William, that's one of the things that I do, and I've been doing it for several years now, is coming up whenever I'm doing some type of a workshop, is let's define our words that we're using for ourselves and coming up with a consensus, you know, where everyone that's involved agree to, that makes more sense than what I've read somewhere else, you know, like in Webster's Dictionary or Googling stuff and things like that. So we are fast approaching the end, and I apologize that we really do not have time for any questions being asked. But, William, let me see. So Grills Ray is this coming Saturday, and it's from 3 to 5 p.m. It's at 1800 Jonesboro Road Southeast, and I keep emphasizing Southeast because if you don't put that in, you're going to be taken somewhere else by GPS. It's up on the fourth floor. Take the elevator and come up, and there will be signs posted to tell you which end of the hallway to go to. And you can tell from what William has shared with us that you're going to be blessed. This also, we're going to have the sound, mindfulness meditation. I believe that's going to be, it says Sunday, 3 to 4. So that, is that the fourth? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, that's the fourth. So it's Sunday, this coming Sunday from 3 to 4, same location, 1800 Jonesboro Road Southeast, up on the fourth floor. And you can get in touch with, how this sound, how meditation, how all of this truly impacts you and your heart, your whole body. So make sure that you take advantage of these events. Support William. That's Saturday, the 3rd from 5. And it's a real treat, both of them. And you want to do it, like William said, you know, balanced so that we're working on the entire body. So, William, you got anything real quickly? We got like 60 seconds.
No, I just want, you know, what is that song the guy used to say, don't worry, be happy, you know? We're at that point now. It's time for us to live and enjoy this life and you enjoy it by stepping into the fullness of it. You know, that's the time it is.
Yeah. Well, all right, everybody. Thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you to the guests that have come on. Most of them did leave because they've been at it all day, and I totally get it and understand. And just blessings for everyone for sharing so much of their value with us, their heart, their soul, and their spirit. So we love you. We appreciate you. And next week is the first Tuesday of June, so you know that means Brother Lavelle will be with us. So stay tuned and join us next week. Have a safe, prosperous weekend, and we will see you next time. Thank you very much for being with us again tonight. And thanks again to the guests.
Bye.